Into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Ah, your word is true. anybody out to believe in God?
This is the network news, but this is still a time that we should worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Welcome, family, to the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. You pick your own time zone. And yes, we are live here at the Now Network Studios. And myself, Pastor E, and Minister Terry, and Minister Rashad will bring you the weekly news. Oh, yes, we are coming with the pastoral view on Christian news, along with the unique perspective and dialogue on hot topics. And yes, we're coming with the up-to-date, what's the word on current events on the nation, the world, and our individual situations, and also money that matters in your own life, how you can change the way you think about your money. And yes, the network is growing, and yes, we're looking for others, but right now, this is where we're at, and we are excited that God has put us together in agreement and in one accord and in accountability. Hallelujah. I want to start out off our segment but by reminding everyone here on the Now Network, this is preparation time. Have you prepared yourself? Are you ready for the other side? Have you got ready for the journey? Are you in that place of ready to get on board now? I know I'm ready to go now. Ooh, come on now, Jesus, move! But even in the seasons, I'm ready to go to the next position that God has for me. So I must be ready. I'm ready. My bags are packed. I'm ready to go to the next level. I am ready to do what God has called me to do. But it still takes us to believe. And understand that you will go through some things. The message today throughout all, I've preached four times today, and each message just elevated on how much we're responsible to go through. Not to get any recognition or any kind of favor, but to go through for the testimony of Jesus Christ. That because of what he has already set in standard, I now will fulfill what I've been called to do. And so we stand here today saying, be provoked by love, be provoked by good purpose, that you go to the next level. Come on, the journey is for all of us. We're still looking for dedicated ministers to get involved in this crossover revival. I've called your name. You haven't answered. You still know that God is whispering, but you still have not confirmed. I need confirmations. This week from all, this is the network news, so I can be really about news, and this is about accountability. I need some confirmations. I know my covenant partners are going to continue to go forward, but we want you to be a part, and we want this thing to really be successful. When I told someone today in an area that you wouldn't really expect, what? You mean to tell me I got all my grandkids. I got all of these. While the parents go out and celebrate and get under mistletoe and do their thing, some people are stuck in a situation that to now know that something's available online. I saw people jump up and leap today. Really? You mean I don't have to go to church and eat hog head cheese and I don't have to go to church? But I can fellowship? Yes, we're believing in 24 hours of nonstop, uncompromisable crossover word. But we need you. So that's my first side point to say, please get involved. Do not think that it's not your season. Yes, it's an hour, but you can, when you release yourself to God, be used in such a way. Secondly, I want to say prayer works. And you know, when we pray for God's will. We pray for God's guidance. We pray for God's authority to be in reign, reign over every situation. My news clip tonight, when we're keeping it real, and yes, along with Ask the Pastor, please dial in later with your questions. But I am so proud that by us praying, the state of Alabama have seen something done that has never, ever been done before. Oh, no, we know God moves in the what? The new arena. We know that things that God does has never been done before in man's sight. Oh, my God, there is a celebration that we all need to jump up right now because a long shot, a Democrat, wins the Alabama State Senate race, and he deserved it. His opposition had a lot of discrepancies against himself. But he deserved it. But not because of anything that man could do. When you pray, do you really know the statistics in Alabama? Have you ever been to Alabama and seen the racial division, the unfair treatment? I saw a friend of mine post today. Wow, that sounds just like Compton. Officials getting involved with votes. Law officials getting involved with changing situations and interfering and text message changing voting polls. It was so bad. But God prevailed because when you know about leadership, you know that all leadership was appointed by God. But when you start to believe in change, and the change that, oh my God, begins in me, you can now see change moving in our country. And what a better place for change to start other than Alabama. Ooh, they still hang folks down there. Oh, I'm not trying to be political. I'm not trying to be right. But anyway, Alabama, what a better place to start. For the movement of freedom. If you're not political, you need to get political because this is a major move on the behalf of free people. This was a major move on the behalf of those that are without and have a little something, that a voice could be heard that could change some of the things that are happening behind the doors that we know nothing about. I'm not political, but I am spiritual, and I can say thank God because of prayer, he moved this day. Something that has never, ever been done before. And if you cannot be, watch this, encouraged about your crossover means something never, ever been done before. And you can see the results of things starting to happen that have never been done before. Oh, no, it's some things are about to be shaken up. And we can be the pioneers of the shaking. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God is good. His mercies endure forever. Amen. That is my introduction. We are going to continue with our greetings tonight. I want to say, first of all, good evening to our co-anchor, for Money Minute, Minister Rashad. Good evening, man of God. How are you? I know you're muted.
Good evening, Pastor.
God bless you, man of God. How are you?
God bless you, Minister, Pastor. I am well. I am well. I'm excited. Praise the Lord. Glad to be here and glad to be sitting in tonight. So thank you so much. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking.
Amen. Amen. Minister Terry, what's the word? What's happening, girl? I love you, my sister. How are you? Oh, I love you too, Rashad.
Bless.
Rashad, I love you too. Now, just because I didn't go there, you know I love you too. Hey, Minister Terry, how are you?
Bless. Good evening, family. Good evening, Pastor E, Minister Rashad, and all the listeners. I am blessed. Yes. Doing well. Glory be to God.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to break off into our segments. Minister Terry is about to come with what's the word. We got a commercial. Then we're going to go into the introduction of her broadcast, and then we'll come with the Money Minute with Minister Rashad. Minister Rashad, I hope you got that invitation that I need you on that revival. Minister Terry, you are already on the list, so I hope you guys know already. I will put you under the bus when you're coming in with me. I don't have to ask. I'm already putting you in. But anyway,
it's a gift.
God bless. God bless. We want to first, before we go into the what's the word, we have a couple of commercials. And we're going to get a little bit better at this thing. I was talking to one of our consultants today that gives us a lot of direction on how to be about our Father's business, but to always be attractive for others that are used to certain things, and that is order and structure. And we want to be very, very in order. Everything that you do must be done in order. Watch this. This weekend at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, Sylvia Nunn's Angels is presenting her 10th annual Christmas toy giveaway. 1 p.m. until we have the snow walk, we have the trains, we have food giveaways, toy giveaways, entertainment, and live love coming from God. Come out for Sylvia Nunn's Angels 10th annual toy giveaway in Compton, California. That is 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California. 90221. It's not too late to donate. Get involved and give. And it's time for What's the Word with Minister Terry Herbert.
Good evening. Good evening. Amen. Good evening. Good evening, family. I tell you, I'm your host, Minister Terry, here with the news, the Now Network News, news at 6, 8, and 9. Your specific time zone. Amen. News across the nation and of the planet. Family, I want to start off with in California. The fires are continuing. The Thomas Fire, that's the Ventura Fire. It is still active, only 25% contained. It has been 10 days. Let us continue to pray against. We got to pray against. We want to pray that the fire cease, but we want to pray against the wind that they have forecast for Thursday and Friday. Red Cross and United Way, they have partnered up to assist those in need, those that are displaced, that have been evacuated, and the evacuations are still active. And the fire of the Ventura, the Thomas Fire, has spread further, deeper in Santa Barbara. Family, we have to continue to pray. We pray that the fire cease. Amen. Next news, family, this is some hot topics that's been going on in our nation. This is the airline woke. Again, airline woke. This one is JetBlue. JetBlue Airlines was forced to an emergency landing when a passenger became unruly, biting and fighting. the other passengers. The passenger said unknown reason, but it was found out that he was drunk on the plane. He had four drinks. They charged him, when they arrested him, they charged him upon landing. And also, family, JetBlue, they are now offering 15% off flights from January the 10th to February the 14th, 2018. And also, February the 26th through March the 14th, 15% off flights booked, but they have to be booked online. Be encouraged, family. There's a good side to that story. Next, family, hot topics in the news. Sexual harassment allegations. And I say allegations because that's the way I receive the news. Amen? They are continued. There have been 15 women alleging President Trump has harassed them. Family, I don't make the news, I just gather it. Amen, family. Also, family, this week, well, it meant last week, New York City had a 27-year-old man. This man, he detonated a pipe bomb, but it failed. Said area. We have to be alert, be a sober mind, and be wise, because family, major holidays, large public gatherings are coming about all this month and next month. Amen, family. So be aware. Be aware of your surroundings. This young man went to court. He went to court this morning. I didn't find out the outcome, but he went to court. It was videotaped from his bedside with two armored guards at his doorside. Amen, family. Next, family, in the news, we have Mattel. You guys may have remember this, Mattel. They're the biggest toy makers in the United States, I say. Mattel started in 1945 in El Segundo, California. And Mattel is versus technology. Mattel sales are down because they're not buying the Barbie and Kens. And also, Mattel makes Fisher-Price toys. There's a lot of things Mattel makes, children's toys, but their sales are down. So Mattel, they're losing some sales there. Amen, family? Also, family, in the news, this is a bit of good news, too. Restaurants, name brand restaurants, Olive Garden, KFC, Panera Bread, these restaurants are donating food, they're donating good food to charities and churches. Glory be to God. These restaurants have 22 billion pounds of waste. And this is not leftovers, or this is good food that they have so much for that day that they have to get rid of. So instead of them throwing it away, they're packing it up and they're taking it to designated charities and churches. I say again, glory be to God. I know a while back I had stopped buying the Girl Scout cookies because I found out, I had read an article that the Girl Scout cookies, they were burning them. What they didn't sell, they were burning them. So we know food is plentiful, but some don't have enough. So we should not, if we can give it away, we should give it away to someone that can use it. Amen, family. Also, family, the grocery stores are still dumping their dumpsters full of good produce, good products, but you are not allowed to take anything from a dumpster. Amen, family? So these are things that in the news about good things about the restaurants giving food to the charities and also the churches. Amen. Family, This is news for our planet, for God's good earth. Amen. Paris has hosted their global climate summit. 50 world leaders were present to revamp the current agenda, which was set in 2015. Americans known as Bill Gates, Michael Bloomberg, John Kerry, the former Secretary of State, Arnold Schwarzenegger, former California governor, Richard Branson. Those were among many that were in favor to combat. They want to combat global climate because we know we're having some changes. Our President Trump, he did not attend. But the President of France, President Macron, and the country, they are giving 18 United States scientists. They're giving them multi-million euro grants to relocate and to work on the revamping for the remainder of President Trump's term to get this taken care of. Amen, family. Our climate is so vital. It must be taken care of. I'm like Pastor E, I'm not political, but again, family, this is something else I found in the news. We have a problem. We have a problem with the children. Children 6 years old and younger, they are losing their lives to strangulation. And the strangulation is from the blinds in our homes, the ones from the car to the blinds, the ones we pull and open and close. I tell you, family, from 1990 to 2015, it's been 17,000 plus children under 6 years old treated for injuries that related to these blinds. I tell you, that's 3 in 100,000 children. Can you imagine? I tell you, family, 228, they caught their necks in the cords. 228. Two-thirds of the 228, which is approximately around 140, ended in fatalities, losing their lives. This came to my attention to do some more research on it because it was a child that lost their life this week behind the drawstrings, I say again, in the blinds that's in everyone's home. We have to make sure that we are mandated by God to protect the children. So what we have to do, we have to make sure that the blinds, the cords are out of reach. The United States Consumer Commission, they approved a petition to develop a mandatory safety standard. This was in 2014. This was a petition. But what we have now is voluntary. And it's voluntary to reduce the risk. But the mandatory, it will be required to be cardless or inaccessible to the children's reach. Some of the children were left in the home in areas in their home, common play areas, and we know. And that's normal in the home for the children to play while you're in the home also. And we know children are curious creatures who for our home family. Again, I say, tie up the blinds, tie them up high, and make sure until, tie them up where the child can reach them until you can obtain the cordless blinds. Amen, family? Some other things we have to do, family, for child movement while I'm here. We have to make sure those electrical outlets, you have to get those coverings for this. Children are curious. If anything will fit in any place, they're going to put it. Amen, family? So we have to protect them. Another thing we must do, we must lock up our cleaning products. Everybody keeps saying, well, what do you think a child's going to think? They may think that's a toy. We have to lock up those cleaning products, which are so poisonous. They're poisonous to us. Amen, family? Excuse me. Also, family, we have to make sure we don't leave any standing water. Just say in a bucket, you mop the floor, you leave it a bucket of water or cleaning water. You cannot leave that standing. And also, we have to monitor the toilets. I'm saying, yes, monitor the toilets. If you have multiples, monitor them. If you have children, you have to make sure they have no access to those. a child and toddler can fall head over most of the time. You know, children, they like to throw their little toys if they can get air, and then they like to just put them in the toilet. And the first thing they're going to do is reach over and try and get that. But a child can fall head first, head over into a toilet and drown. I'm not saying it's because I've seen it all in emergency rooms. But we have to be proactive because we, again, I say, we are mandated. We are mandated by God to take care of the children. Again, family in the news. We got some hot topics in the news. Family, we have the holidays. They are here. And we know Christmas is near. And we who know how much and who knows better than Christmas has cash flow. Cash flows and packages are set. We know. Do you think the thieves know? I tell you, this is one that's been on the news. He's been in San Pedro, California. He's putting in work, wrongdoing work. He's in San Pedro. He has on a hoodie over his head and face on the camera. And he's going beyond the gifts on the porch. He's breaking and entering and helping himself, robbing people of their Christmas. So family, get your households, get your businesses, get them all on informed delivery. Informed delivery, I mentioned before, you can go to the United States Postal Service and you can sign up for it, and it's free. Make sure, family, you sign up for it and every piece of mail that you're expecting, you have that. If not, you report back to United States Postal Service and let them know you're missing mail. Also, another thing we can do, family, with the holidays, we can make sure packages are being sent. They've been sent UPS, FedEx, and they're sent to United States Post Office. This is the holidays. People are sending things. And they're sending Amazon packages coming to your home. So you want to make sure someone is there. When that package is delivered, make sure it requires a signature. Because if it's left without a signature, they'll be liable to pay for that package. Amen, family? Another thing, family, I've seen in the news. AAA. I tell you, they said that we are paying too much for premium gas. And they said if you don't need premium gas, you don't need to use it. Now, there's some cars that require premium gas. And if that's your car that requires premium gas, you continue to use it. But if you are following the grain, I tell you, at a price more than regular for premium gas, 25 cents times 40 gallons per month, that's $10. $10 times 12 months, that's $120 per year. You do the math, family. Amen. And last but not least, my news and Pastor E has touched on this. It is the food, clothes, and toy Christmas party at Cynthia Nunn's Angels. Oh, yes. No child should go without a toy. No child should go without food. No child, adults also, without food and clothing. Amen, family? So right now, gift cards and increments of $5 through E and Sylvia Nunn. Amen. And I tell you, family, that wraps it up for What's the Word with current events. Amen? Amen. And if you have any questions for Minister Terry at the end of the broadcast, you can let me know. Amen, family?
Thank you so much, Minister Terry. No, I thought I was live, but the button went to the left. So thank you so much for being informative tonight and really giving us the things that we need to look into. We need to be more in depth into the things that are going on and not waiting till they happen, but being aware of what's going on.
Yes, amen.
God bless you. Oh, yes, we need your support. P2P Ministry is always looking for your covenant partnership, that we can do the things in our community, that we can go and do the things that God has called us to do without anyone's help, but partnering together. You can sow at any time at provoke2000now.com, provoke2000now.com. And this is the Money Minute. With
family, thank you for joining our daily broadcast. Join us weekly.
That was the wrong intro, but this is the time for our Money Minute with Minister Rashad. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Good evening, Now Network family all the way around the world and from east to west. Welcome to the Now Network. I want to thank God so much for the opportunity and the time to check in with you this evening. And as always, we want to give God the praise and give God the thanks for another day for allowing us to be here. Today I wanted to just share a little bit about, I know we're getting down to the end of the year and we seem to be recycling the same message, but we're at that place in time where we just need to keep re-emphasizing. Sometimes it's not about always learning something new, but it's sometimes just remembering what we already learned and what we already know so we can put it into practice. And as pastors talk about that crossover, getting ready. And so I wanted to just start off with a quick scripture that I think just leads us in and feeds into what we're talking about here today. You know, so many people are feeling like they're falling behind in life. Their retirement's not where it needs to be. Their savings is not where it needs to be. Their credit is not where it needs to be. Their job status is not where it needs to be. They're not driving the vehicle that they wanted. Their savings is not where it needs to be. And, you know, you can, you know, we're looking at all of these things that, you know, we know that it should be in a much higher and a much more stronger, secure position at this stage in our life. Now, I know, you know, the cross-diverse audience I'm talking to, whether you're 17, 25, 35, 45, 55, or 75, you can still look at your status and say, this is not where I'm supposed to be. This is not where God, the God that I know, the God that I serve, the living God, does not want me to be here, and I know there is more for me to have. You know, he created this world for me to live in and take up space and time while I'm here and deliver my mission. And while I'm here, there are some things and some ways of life that I'm supposed to be living that I know I'm not quite doing it yet. And sometimes we're looking for that key, we're looking for that answer, we're looking for that solution, or unfortunately, sometimes people just throw up their hands and said, you know what, I guess this is just the way it's supposed to be. But I'm here to say that the devil is a liar. And it says right here in Psalm 67, verse 5, it says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen? Amen. And so in all of your trials and all of your challenges and all of your situations, you know, there's an opportunity lying in there. And, you know, I was just reading earlier, Pastor, where, you know, I was leading, you know, some of these messages where it's always saying, don't look back, keep going forward, and the past is the past, and, you know, don't, you know, there's nothing good in the past that you need to go find and look at. You know, your best days are in front of you, which is true. But, you know, I've come to the conclusion that in order to go on to great success, in order to move to that next level, sometimes, you know, as we get ready to go into 2018, you need to take a step back so you can go three steps forward. Amen? Because there's nothing greater than reflection. There's nothing greater than being able to look at what's worked, what has not worked. And so if you let this world feed your mind, if you let this world talk you into don't look back, or there's nothing good in your past that you can see that you can put in your mind that I can duplicate that, then you'll believe what they tell you, and you will live that underserved life that you know is not fully where God wants you to be, you know. And so the meat of that story is, you know, we have to look back, because I think that you know, our schools, our institutions, and the people that we've allowed to train us and teach us, et cetera, have not really given us the full, rich story of our past, and they never will. It's up to you to go get your real story, right? You know, the Jewish community knows their story, okay? The Asian community knows their story. The people from India, they know their story. See, but a lot of times we don't know our story, and the only story that we know goes back only maybe 400 years. And so we, you know, sometimes get this tendency that, you know, our beginning started there on the bank shores of Jamestown, you know, Virginia. And we don't never look back beyond there before we got here. What did we have? What were we doing? What were we controlling? What were we overseeing at the time? And if you go back and look at the rich history of West Africa and the great mighty kings and queens that ruled at those times and what they have contributed that the other cultures have stolen, utilized, and covered up to make it look like they're doing it, you'll be amazed. You know, from the banking system to the building system, the architectural system, the construction system, the irrigation of the water systems, the agriculture systems, you know, the medical systems and doing, you know, surgeries back in those days that, you know, they have learned from us how to do this. But then they put our history underneath us that we have forgotten and failed to go back and look and see. And so why am I saying all this? Because it's the unity and the power and the knowledge that God has given us that we have fallen asleep on and have left dormant in those books that is the answer to the solutions that we're looking for. See, we're holding the key. We are holding the key to our life, to our prosperity, to our wealth, to our health. The kingdom of heaven is within, and we're holding that key. But you can hold the key, Pastor. But if you don't know which door to put it in, what good is the key? You're taking 50 years to find the right door to put the key in because there's 50 doors in front of you. Amen? And so we don't have the luxury of that time. Wouldn't it be a lot better if we had the key? And we have the key, but knowing which keyhole it works in. And once you open up that door, now the knowledge and the system moves in your favor that allows you because, you know, prosperity, wealth, and the power of God is no respecter of person. Amen? If you learn to apply the principles, if you learn to apply the laws of those things, then you will be able to extract out of the earth. You'll be able to extract out of the universe. You'll be able to extract out of yourself those things, those answers that you're looking for that will compensate you for what it is you need and what it is you want. And you can have the abundance that you truly deserve. I believe that in the sound of my voice for every ear that is here, you deserve abundance. You deserve prosperity, okay? And it's beyond whatever you have today. If you got 500,000, there's still more that you deserve to have. Amen? And so, you know, when just looking at all the data, you know, I don't want to be the guy that brings up all the negative data, but, you know, we look at all the data, you know, we have to have the reality check that we're falling behind. You know, from 2005 to 2011, we have lost more of our people in home ownership than in any other great time in the history of this country. Right now, we have 59% of our people renting. Okay, we are the highest renters in the nation right now. And we was at one point at about 48 or 46%, and now it's gone up to as high as 53 to 55%. You know, and we're forgetting to ask, you know, what is happening? How come, you know, I'm going backwards? It seems like, you know, the more older I get, the more it seems like I'm going backwards instead of forward. And, you know, what's holding me back? Well, you know, we're using the wrong system. We're using the wrong principles. We've been giving the incorrect education from the institution on how to do it the right way. You know, and I went online, Pastor, and I looked, and you can go back and double check, and all those that are listening as well. I want you to go back and look at Harvard, Yale, MIT University. Go look at Stanford. Go look at UCLA. Go look at USC. Go look at Bethune-Cookman. Go look at Howard University. Go look at Morris Brown, Spelman College, Florida A&M. Look at Grambling. Look at Tuskegee University. find me one of those institutions on either side that is teaching wealth creation. Because, I mean, what else are we doing it for? Your money matters, right? Your money matters. So which one of those institutions, which one of the high schools you went to, which one of the junior high schools you went to taught you about building wealth? They taught you maybe how to balance a checkbook. They might have taught you how to get a student loan. They taught you how to get a car loan. They taught you how to get your first Visa, MasterCard, gas card. But they never taught you the art, the science, the principles of creating wealth. How come it's not on the curriculum? And it's so important in this country, so important. You know, in this country right now, every 8 seconds, somebody's turning 50 years old. And why is that important? Because the Social Security system that was created in 1914, when Social Security was created, it was designed to, you know, as we know, take care of elders as they got older. But Social Security only calculated that people were going to live to about 60 to 65. You know, that old thing is that, you know, you go to school, come out, get a good job, and then you work for 30, 40 years, and you're gone. Well, because of science, technology, better nutrition, better living conditions, better working conditions now, man, we know it's living a lot longer. I mean, we're doing the 70s and 80s and even 90s with our hands tied behind our back and still whistling Dixie, still driving and still traveling. And, you know, so we have conditioned ourselves to live longer. And Social Security wasn't built to take care of us that long. And that's why there's such a major crisis, a major squeeze on that right now. And so why am I saying that? Because we have to be able to start looking at other ways to supplement our retirement, even our current lives right now, even before retirement. You talk about, Rashad, you know, most of us don't even like to think about that. You know, we're the good 20-yard dashes or the 30-yard dashes. You know, we're not the relay runners. We don't like the relay races. We like the short races, the 40-yard dashes. But we're not the marathon runners in our thinking because things have been so pressed on us a lot of times. You know, it's hard to look, you know, 10, 15, you know, 20 years down the road. We're just trying to look out for today and tomorrow, let alone, you know, 5 years from now or 3 years from now. But, you know, you got to get that long-term perspective. You got to get the long-term perspective so things will be able to be, it's like a puzzle. You'll be able to put the pieces together if you have the long-term perspective. But if you're always just thinking about today and tomorrow, the end of the week, the end of the month thinking, then you will never allow your mind to grasp what are the answers to make that happen. And so, you know, one of the things that I'm going to ask you to do today is I want you, as you start thinking about your finances again, I know you probably have a tally as we've been over it again and again. What is it going to take to, you know, pay off all your bills? What is that number? Is it $20,000, $40,000, $100,000, $200,000? What is it going to take to pay everything off? Okay. And then the other number I want you to know is how much does it cost you to live every year? You know, how much is your rent every month times 12? How much is your mortgage every month times 12? What is that number? I mean, if I asked you at midnight tomorrow, how much is your mortgage or your rent for the year, I'm going to write you a check. And if you don't know it, you don't get the money. Amen? So if you knew that number, I mean, if you knew it was that important, you would have that number in your head. My rent every year is going to run me $33,000. My mortgage every year is going to run me $42,000. I mean, you need to know that number. Why? Because when you know that number, your total debt, your total payoff on your mortgage, your total rent for the year, your mind just goes into a different place where it begins to now think bigger and find bigger solutions because your mind will deliver whatever you ask it to. But if you keep asking it a little question like, how do I get through this month? How do I get through this week? How do I get through this day? Then your mind stays in such a small, incubated, infant stage instead of expanding to the large size that God has given you the ability to think. So going back to studying, you know, our ancestors and what they did and how they built the great kingdoms and empires that they've had, you know, many, many years ago along the banks of Africa and other places out there as well, it boils down to the knowledge, wisdom, and unity of the people. The unity. Unity did it. And the last key, you know, the last key was trade and commerce. Please write that word down. You got to be involved in trade and commerce to gain your wealth. I mean, I know that we live in a service-oriented community today, And everything's about a service. We got catering service. We got tax service. We got financial services. We got car wash services, you know. But trade and commerce, you know, is what makes these capitalists here the wealth that they have, the generational wealth that they're passing on, because they're involved in trade and commerce, okay? They're involved in things that are able to be scaled locally, nationally, regionally, globally, is how they can move items around the country and around the world. They're trading with other countries, you know. And so what is it that we have? What is it that we can produce that would allow us to do the same thing? What is it that you can find? What is it that you can come up with, okay, in order to help move your finances? And so the answer may be something that you just, you know, put down on a piece of paper every day. Just try to, you know, if you were to take a blank piece of paper and write on the top of that page, what can I do to earn X, Y, Z? And that was the number of how much it's going to cost for your mortgage for the year, how much it's going to cost to pay a four-year bill. If you sit down with a blank piece of paper and put that total number on top and just ask God and the universe to supply you with the answer, God will answer. He's going to give you an idea, but he can't give you the idea when you're thinking that day-to-day stuff. And so my message for you today is learn to think bigger, because the bigger you think, then the bigger you allow God to operate and bring in the bigger answer that you're looking for. You know, he says sometimes we have not because we ask not, or we keep asking for the little, so I keep giving you a little. But if you ask for $500,000 to pay off A, B, C, and to start A, B, and C business venture, to start this and start that, you don't know how, where, and when God is going to move to bring that into reality. Amen? I mean, he is still the supernatural God. Amen? He is still the awesome God. He's still the almighty God. He's still the everlasting God. He still is the infinite God. And if God has infinite wisdom, infinite power, is there not infinite capital here in this country? There's infinite. There is no such thing as we're going to run out of money. They may say that, but all you got to do is print some more, amen? The Treasury Department just prints some more. So you got to know that we live in an infinite universe. We live in an infinite world of possibilities, and the possibilities are locked inside of you. And so the answer that we're looking for, the impact is coming from you. You know, I was looking online the other day, and it showed that, you know, they were bragging that P. Diddy this year for 2013 was going to earn $130 million. God bless him. I'm happy for him, you know, through all of his business enterprises. $130 million, okay? My bigger question is, okay, so how does that help our community? With housing the way it is, with jobs the way it is, with companies and businesses the way it is, you know, how does that help the 43 million African Americans that are here in the U.S.? Or, you know, not even, let's just take it outside of that circle, out of African Americans. Let's just take it in society. How's that helping the other people here in society that need jobs, that need housing, that need education, that need other programs to help their communities to grow? So if as we come into the funding and the money that we're coming into, the way to continue to deploy it and to grow it is you got to put it back. It's like the seeds. You got to put it back in the earth. As you get your corn, you take some kernels back out, and you take those seeds and you put them back in the ground so they can grow again. And so our collective economic cooperative unity plan is designed to do that. I mean, you know, we're looking at somebody that just – you know, in 1 year, put together $130 million from his 4, 5, 7 enterprises that he has, you know, and is doing okay for himself from the road that he came up with. You know, you got somebody like Jay-Z who made $42 million this year in 2017. And they say between him and Beyonce, they got $1.6 billion. You know, people applaud that and they're happy and this, that, and the other. But, you know, I always look at the bigger picture. Okay, so what are they now doing? Not that they're total responsibility. How is that helping our community? Amen? And so, you know, God's plan is about sharing. God's plan is about giving back. God's plan about, you know, helping those who can't help themselves and being able to be a blueprint, to be able to be that foundation to lead the way with your light, with your example, with your example. And so this is why it's going to be so necessary for those who have ears, let them hear, and for those who have eyes, let them see, that we come together in this summit of the Economic Cooperative Unity Plan. And when I looked at it, you know, there's you know, 380 million people that live here in the United States, and 14% of them are in our community. And when you look at that number, that means about approximately 43 million people. And if you figure that, you know, we put in a dollar a month times 43 million people, that's $43 million a month, Pastor. That's $43 million a month, okay? I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, that's some serious money right there that, you know, compounded over a year's time. Over a year's time, that would give us, I'm sorry, if we did, we got a dollar a month, that would give us $43 million. All right, if we move that number up to $12 a month, each person, 43 million people put in $12 a month each, that would be $516 million a month. $516 million a month times 12 months, that's $6,192,000,000. Now we can really flip the speedometer on the car now. Now you have the power. You have the leverage now. What business can you not help somebody start nationwide? What business can you not help get off the ground or reinvest into because they're not getting the capital from the bank? You know, even on $6 billion, that could be leveraged into $9 million because if you got $6 billion in the bank, okay, the bank will actually give you a loan against your own money. They'll give you half of what you got in there and use it as a credit line so you don't even have to touch your $6 billion. So imagine if you had $6 billion in the bank and they gave you a credit line for that of $3 billion. You still got enough to work with on $3 billion to help fund a lot of these companies out here. Because I guarantee you most companies that most people in our community are trying to do are going to cost less than $200,000. Amen? Amen. And so, you know, that's a far-fetched dream of everybody putting in $12, everybody putting in a dollar. So all I'm proposing is that, you know, we're going to be working in January, February, and March. And we're going to be starting in the end of February, as I mentioned earlier, and we're going to be looking for 400 individuals, 400, just 400. Now, if we get more, hey, we'll take them, but we're looking for 400 individuals that can help in this collective economic cooperative unity plan that we can build our first $1 million. If each one of those 400 people, we got $2,500 a piece, $2,500 a piece. You know, giving you time to get your income tax check and all those other things. But we need to be able to participate in this economic system out here. We're not really doing it on the scale that we should do it, where it's giving us the financial rewards, it's giving us the retirement account, and it's giving us the ownership of the things that we should be controlling and owning to build our own wealth. And so as we're trying to build our wealth individually, it's going to come faster when you're building it collectively. And believe it or not, most of our people are doing it already anyway, Pastor. They're already doing it. Because most of them, I guarantee you, they got a job. 70 to 85% of people, if you got a job and you're working full time, you already have a 401k plan. Amen. You got a 403 plan. You got a retirement account of some sort. And I know that based on the statistics that 85% of people don't even know what's in their account. They know that they're saving money every month, every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, or whatever, every week, or that the money goes in there to some, you know, one of the big investment brokerage houses that's supposed to be managing it and investing it. And all they tell you, well, it's in technology. Well, it's in the energy market. Well, it's in communications. It's in real estate. It's in, you know, but they don't show you the actual, I mean, unless you really, really ask, or unless you really, really read the statements, which most people don't. You don't really see where that money's at. And is, you know, I like to see, is that money coming in my community? You know, is that money helping the bakery on the corner or the lady that's trying to employ four or five people back there? Is the money going to the guy that owns the gas station, or the brother up the street that owns the gas station up there? Is the money going into the guy, the young lady that started the clothing store and she's employing 10 people in the neighborhood and things slow down, she got to lay them off, it's going to affect child care, it's going to affect, you know, people spending money in the community again. You know, where is that money going that they're taking and supposedly putting away for your retirement? And so that is one of the other things that I want you to look at this year as you get ready to close out. Make sure you look at that end-of-the-year statement. Ask for it early. Don't wait for January 15th or February 23rd. Ask for that statement right now. Know how much is in your 401k plan. Know how much is in your retirement account. Know how much is in your 403b plan or whatever other plan you have, your pension plan. And then the second question to ask, you know, as an intelligent thinking person, where is the money invested in? You know, back in the day, we had a problem because our money was invested in South Africa. We didn't even know it. here's the same people that we're giving the money to, and they're taking the money and sending it over to South Africa when Nelson Mandela was locked up, and it's oppressing the people that we say we love and believe in over there. It's helping them, you know, continue to hold people down. So know where your money's going. And so I'm not saying, hey, turn in your retirement account and put it over here with Titan Capital. Nope. That is not what I'm saying. That is not what I'm advocating. I'm just asking you to be wise about where your money's at and what it's doing and who is it doing it for, you know. And so if I was to go back and say, okay, name me, or the question is, and I'm getting ready to close out here, who is, you know, Mark Zuckerberg? Okay. Who is Steven Spielberg? Who is Bill Gates? Who is Steve Ballmer? Okay, you know, who is Michael Dell? You know, how come we know these names? Okay, who is Mr. Bezos, Jeff Bezos? Okay, these are the guys that started Amazon, Microsoft, and you know, part of Microsoft, and they started, you know, Steve Jobs started Apple, and you know, the other great companies. We know their names, we know their companies. But if I was to go back and say, you know, who are the top five African American companies in America? You know, 9 out of 10 people would be dumbfounded. Why? Because we're not looking at it, we're not studying it. You know, so, you know, once again, you know, my opening remark is sometimes we have to go backwards in order to go forward. Looking back, what are these other companies offering to the marketplace? Okay, and what could we offer to the marketplace? Because if you don't have a product or you don't have a service, then I'm finding it very hard to see how in the world you're going to be able to get out of this challenging situation, this economic lopsided situation that, you know, most of us find ourselves in. But the ones that have climbed out, the ones that have, you know, pulled themselves up and pulled other people along with them, that were with them and rode the bus with them and, you know, took the turns with them, you know, they have learned to do it because they have created a product or created a service, or they're involved in some type of real estate that has catapulted them above and beyond the average 9-to-5 position. Nothing wrong with the 9-to-5. I'm not knocking it at all. But they have learned that that is not the total answer. You know, and so we have to be able to put ourselves in that position where we can see that. So just to give you the names of those quickly, you may want to look this up after we get off or sometime this weekend. I would like to give you a little homework. But look up Worldwide Technologies Incorporated. It's an African-American-owned company. They're involved in global IT service company. They work with a lot of the Fortune 500 companies. I mean, they're doing $6.7 billion a year. You know, these are the kind of things that I need to see. We need to see. I mean, you know, Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Tyler Perry, that's great, that's good. But, see, they, you know, I think sometimes people want us to believe that that's the only way you can make money. You got to be in entertainment. You got to be in show business, or you got to be an athlete. You got to work on your three-pointer. You got to work on your blocking and tackling. You got to work on your crossover dribble. You got to work on, you know, all these things that are related to sports. I've seen parents, you know, drive their kids from one practice to the other and put in, you know, 80 hours a week to get the kids to practice and work on this and work on that. They ain't working on no math, not working on no science, not working on how to start a business, not working on those things, and the chances of them going pro is like probably less than 1%. But we invest so much time into developing them because, you know, just because Johnson is 6'5 and he's 13 years old, we get all excited like, wow, he's going to be the next Patrick Ewing. And, you know, how can we can't see him as a doctor? How can we can't see him as a business person? Why do we always see him first as an athlete? She sings so sweetly. Why do we always see her first as a singer that can go on and make millions of dollars doing it that way? I mean, so we have to sometimes, you know, give our children the floor to express their physical and their athletic gifts that God has given them. But at the same time, don't lose sight of the other side of the coin on when the playing stops, when the applause stops, and when the shows stop, that they still have a way of making money because they have learned some wise things about money, how to get it, how to invest it, and how to make it continue to make more money for themselves. And so I gave you one company. Let me go and give you these other two so I can get past the back here on the phone. But you have ACT One Group, ACT-1 Group. And that phenomenal woman, ACT One, is based out of Torrance, California, right here in our own backyard here in L.A. She's based out of Torrance, California. And she offers
staffing services and human resources services and management solutions to Fortune 500 companies and industries from entertainment to technology and finance. And she also diversified and put finances into biotech. So she diversified her company, her portfolio, because she just didn't want to rely on her staffing agency. She started a staffing agency back in, I believe it was 1987. Came to California for a visit, decided she wanted to stay, and tried to get a job. And she said after 2 weeks of looking for a job, she decided to start her own staffing agency, and it was just history from there. Now she's in 19 countries, over 17,000 clients, over 2,600 employees, and doing about $2.2 billion a year. Okay, so she didn't create no new product. She came up with a service, but doing $2.2 billion a year. Okay, so just wanted to hear some of the magnitude of some of the other things that some of the other great people out there are doing. And then one of the other things that she's involved in, you know, reading up on her story, she's involved in 30 commercial real estate properties. She owns 30 commercial real estate properties. So that thing about diversification and getting involved with something that's going to, they see that they know, learning from others and watching others what works here in the United States, being involved in that commercial real estate sector makes a lot of sense from an investment standpoint. Amen. Everybody needs a place to stay. Everybody needs a place to live. Offices need a place to conduct businesses from. All right. Number three is Anderson Dubois Company. That's Anderson-Dubois, D-U-B-O-S-E Company. And they're out of Lordstown, Ohio. This young man started at McDonald's as an assistant manager, and now he owns a distribution center that caters to over 40 different McDonald's all throughout the Midwest and the East Coast region as a major distribution hub. His job is to get all the products that all the McDonald's needs for his area and have them delivered out to the different locations. And he's also doing work in he is the first African-American to go over to Africa when McDonald's put McDonald's restaurants over there, and he's now servicing 13 over there as well. And so, once again, you know, not reinventing the wheel, finding something that works, and paying their dues and getting into a position to go in and start his distribution company with on the helms of what McDonald's was already doing, was able to partner with somebody and get involved, and that company's doing about $540 million a year. The last two is Global Alliance Automotive. They're involved in the automotive aftermarket. They do all the parts and special parts that are for cars, so bumpers, lights, and all those kind of things. They're doing $520 million a year. They're based out of Michigan. And so this is another company. I mean, this gentleman's been rolling since 1977, knowing that, you know, cars are going to break down, cars are going to need replacement parts, I can't get a dealership, but I can work on a position where I'm servicing a lot of the auto supply stores and putting the parts in there for them. And then the last one on the list here is the Thompson Hospitality Company out of Reston, Virginia. That's Thompson Hospitality Company out of Reston, Virginia. They're doing about $500 million a year. They're in 45 states, and they do the food service management for a lot of the Fortune 500 companies. They do it for a lot of the private schools, a lot of the universities and colleges. They're the ones that set up the breakfasts and the lunches and even dinners for a lot of those schools. So another service-built company. And so, once again, these are individuals that got together with little small groups. And, you know, when you read this story, go back and read it, who got together with groups, pooled their resources, and put themselves in the position to come back and have a service that they can scale up on a very large scale. And so that's why I'm looking at, you know, for us, if we can start with our first group of 400, which I know is coming strong. I've been getting calls and emails from people just about every day on this matter here of wanting to get started, wanting to move forward and everything else. But, you know, we want to make sure the foundation is right and all the paperwork and all the legalities that we need to have are in order. And so this will be, once again, as Pastor knows, this is something that will not be publicly advertised, but it will be by invitation only, and that's for a lot of good reasons as well. And so you have your own special circle, just like they have their own Oxford Club, and they have their Ivy League Club, they have their golf clubs, and, you know, what are they doing at the golf club? They're not just playing golf. I mean, those cats are out there strategizing. You know, they're in the luxury sky boxes at the Staples Center. They're in there strategizing about how to pool their money, how this company can do business with that company, how my guy can make you some money over here with this real estate deal. I mean, they're networking. And so we need to network the work. We need to work the net just as strong, just as hard, just as intelligent as they are as well. And we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just need to come together, bring the unity of our money, our time, and our energy, and learn from the experience. That's the most important thing. It's one thing to put the is to be a part of a membership and invest, but it's another thing to learn. And so this is about earning while you learn. And so in the next 2 to 3 to 4 years, then you'll be ready to do your own and build your portfolio. And so as you start looking forward, you know, into the future, don't be afraid to say what you will have, because the God of the universe that I know is an unlimited God, and don't put any limits on him. So if you can see yourself saying, in the next 2 years, I'm going to have, you know, money invested in real estate, I'm going to own XYZ number of properties, or I'm going to have a net worth of, you know, $500,000 or $250,000, I'm going to have saved in the bank $100,000 or $200,000. You got to put something out there. You got to give the universe something. Don't be afraid. I dare you to dare the universe. I dare you to dare God. I dare you to dare God. Put something out there so he can see it and he has something to work with it. The how-to may not always be your business. Once you put it out there and you rely on the infinity of the universe, the infinite of the universe, which means it's endless, you don't know how, where, and when the opportunity is going to come to you. You don't know what phone call you're going to get. You don't know what email you're going to get that may open that door, that may spring it open, that person you may meet at the airport, the person you may be helping to cross the street, somebody may run into a supermarket, somebody may meet at Starbucks, you happen to talk to them, somebody whose car is broken down, you happen to stop and help, or somebody you met at the gas station waiting in line to pay for your gas. You don't know who and where and how God's going to instrumentally position people, circumstances, and situations to work out in your favor. Once you put it down on paper and say, God, this is what I desire to have. And when I have this, I'm going to give back even more than what I'm giving now. I'm giving already. And I know if you're listening, you're a giver. You're one of those givers already. But I know that when you get more, you're going to give more. I know when you get more, you're going to do more. Amen? And so that's what the kingdom building is all about at the end of the day anyway. We're trying to do more and give more. You know, why can't we employ people in construction? Why can't we employ people in our own McDonald's? Why can't we employ people in a hotel? Why can't we employ managers in property management for us? Why can't we employ people in security in the buildings that we have because we need security details there? Why can't we employ people in the waste management because we need people to pick up the garbage and take it away and dump it and bring it back, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We need maintenance people. So, you know, why can't we create that? Other people have done it. Other communities have done it. And so it's just a matter of unifying our efforts and unifying our minds and knowing that God will work it out. But if we do the small things, the small things will lead to the big things, and the big things will open up many, many doors, and you'll be able to usher yourself into the place of abundance that you've been waiting for, that you've been looking for, you've been praying for. This is one of the avenues and ways that I truly believe that God has blessed the Now Network and the partners that are coming on board and the partners that are listening now and later that have seen that there's another way to get there other than the way I'm doing it right now. Amen. And so, Pastor, with that, I'd like to turn it back over to you and thank you and thank the listeners of the Now Network, all you beautiful, wonderful
Amen.
People out there for taking the time to listen in tonight. And I hope and pray that you be blessed by this message, you be lifted
We're
by
blessed.
The message, and you use the information to empower yourself. Look into the things that I told you. Don't just take it at face value. Go back and look. When you go back and look, go back and study some of the great empires that was here more than 400 years ago before we came over here, and look at how they did it. Look at what they built. That should be – I want you to look from a point of inspiration, because if you just look back to the other side, all you'll see is chains and buffoonery and lockdown and all of this. That's not the image I want you to see. Yes, we don't want to forget about that, but I want you to see the other bigger picture before that where – you ruled and you was on top of things and you built kingdoms and you could see
and our responsibility.
And as they say, there's nothing new under the sun.
But we must. But everybody has to understand that everything you're teaching, it goes back to your own personal responsibility. We want to pull you out of your unresponsibility that you now start to be accountable to yourself. Yes, the money matters. Yes, the word will change you. And yes, God is there for you. But what are you going to do for God?
Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to make that thing acceptable and accountable to him. Amen?
Amen.
You continue to bless me. Look, my journal is just full. I need a new – you see, you took my journal that I was using for something else, and I didn't fill it up in less than 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. Praise the Lord.
Because of the information,
Lord.
God bless you, and being a throughput of the information that we need to know how to connect the word with money and connect money with the word.
Amen.
And also, I heard you say something, is that success is success, but what are you doing to be at peace with God even through your success?
Amen.
That when we get that big head, oh, no, money comes, we get that big head. Are you really going to be, you know, stay on point? Can we say, God, help me. God, bless me. God, deliver me. And then all of a sudden, when deliverance comes, we go left field.
Right. That prayer's got to be, God, bless me to bless others. Put me in a position to bless hundreds and thousands of people. What an
How
idea.
Many?
Give me an idea that's going to help me bless hundreds and thousands of people.
Oh, my God.
To bless hundreds and thousands of people. God, give me the idea. Give me the wisdom that whatever you give me, Lord, give me the strength to handle it, and then give it to me so I can be a blessing to hundreds and thousands of people. Because if I just keep saying, bless me, bless me, bless me, God's like, well, what about the people? What are you going to do to help the people? So make sure you put it in there, God, give it to me so I can bless the people. Because as you give, it should be given unto you.
That's right. And it's not so much about what comes back. Because I think our seeds really say, can we all be on one accord?
Right.
Can we see each other equally even though you do something different? My gift is this. Your gift is that. But can we stand shoulder to shoulder and really honor each other on one accord?
Amen.
Money matters. God bless you, man of God. We're going to open the line, and we have went 30 minutes past. You know, we usually try to keep it to an hour, but when the Holy Spirit moves, we want to be obedient. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have a shout out, go ahead and dial one right now. We want to open up the lines. And let God move through you, because you need to do something different. We're preparing ourselves for the other side. I have to say this because I'm being challenged with this right now. When things come up against you, do not accept denial. Even though you know you've already forgiven, you're trying to move forward, you're trying to let it go, do not get caught up in denial. And denial comes from other people that do not see their wrongs and do not recognize accountability. Even when you're doing right, that same spirit will come against you. But please, family, do not feed into it. Do not get distracted by it. Do not be affected where now you start to now affect other people in your life. Because, you know, when we do not pay attention and stay focused on what God is saying, we get caught up in other people's stuff and we treat the people that are closer to us the same way because we let the spirit come in. Nobody dial one for ask the pastor. Well, here's the answer from the pastor, even going through it right now. When someone speaks evil of you, don't even give way. Don't even feed in. Do not even respond. Because you'll get caught up into something that God already redeemed you of. But the enemy is trying to pull you out of where God has you to where he wants you to stay in confusion. in controversy. Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for no controversy. I pray for order. And that's where I pray for the foundation of order, that your will be done and not mine. And when the enemy is trying to influence, Lord, remove him out of the equation and give me a forgiving spirit. That it's not me, it's not them, but it is you that deserves the honor, the glory, and the praise. I am free, and I am free indeed because of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Minister Rosalind, I see you popped up in dial one. You got on fire. Good evening. How are you?
Oh, Pastor E. First of all, I just want to say that I touch and agree with you. I received that prayer that you just gave up. And I tell you, we need a lot of prayers going up. There's so much going on that, hey, only God can control. And we know as long as God got it handled, then, hey, we don't even have to worry about it. But I do touch and agree with you, okay? I just want to say good evening to all of the Noun Network family. Brother Minister, Money Minister Rashad, my sister Minister Terry, and Pastor E.
I like that.
I tell you,
Money Minister Rashad. I like that. I like
all.
That name. Money Minister Rashad. I like that.
Well, that's him, right?
Money Minister Rashad. Oh, that's a whole new. That's a whole another revelation.
Oh yeah, that's him. That's him. And I tell you, he spoke some words that I definitely want to speak on. He mentioned about empowering each other. Okay, what's going on now is a lot of people, they're just caught up on empowering in themselves. You know, if you look at what's going on with the tax plan, well, actually, it's, to me, I know this is not a political show, and I'm not trying to push any political agenda. But all I see is a big tax scam about to go down, and it's only going to benefit those that are already very wealthy and large corporations, and it's going to come at the expense of people that really are, you know, working to try to get it together. And so, you know, I'm just praying that this doesn't go down. But I know that the only way we're going to get out of the situations that we're in is we're going to have to help each other out, because as we can see, you know, we're not getting any help from the top. You don't already have your millions, you know. If you're not already wealthy, don't expect the government to look out for us. And so, Brother Minister Rashad, we need to hurry up and start working and putting together some plans so that we can help each other out, okay? Because we know when we're blessed, we're going to be able to bless many, many others, okay? I'm not talking about all of the ones that are wealthy and doing things that are trying to give back and giving back, but there's a lot of wealthy people. All they're concerned about is, you know, themselves, and that's not what God wants from us. Okay? I don't see how a lot of them can sleep at night.
Mm.
And so I'm just really...
It got to be rough. It got to be rough for some folks. They just ain't telling us.
It should be. They should be up all night. I don't care how much money they have. You know, if you can't have a conscience and think about your fellow man, and, you know, you just want to take from people that don't have anything from you to take anymore. Okay? And so I really don't see why a lot of people don't really see what's going on, and there's not too much outrage. Well, there's people protesting right now, but there should be a lot more outrage over what's about to go down, and it's going down tonight as we're speaking.
Yes, it okay? is. Oh, my God.
Okay, it's going down, so I'm just saying, family, you know, if it's going to be, it's going to have to be up to us. And thank God we have Brother Minister Money Rashad.
It starts with me.
Yeah, it starts with us. It starts with me. But we have to empower each other, okay? We can't rely on Social Security, because you can please believe when the revenue
dries up and they give it all away, then hey, where are they going to be taking the money from? It's going to come from social programs, Social Security, and all of these programs, you know, health care. Look at what they're doing to the little children, CHIP. The Child Health Insurance Program, they've already stopped funding that program. And that just breaks my heart because there are so many families that depend on, you know, those programs for their children.
That's right.
You know, I'm just emotional and overwhelmed this evening when I think about it because, hey, but I know God's in control. He got this, and that's the reason we're on this call tonight. And Brother Minister, Money Minister Rashad is sharing with us
Money Minister.
A way so that we can be empowered together.
I love it. Money Minister, I'm going to change the whole title. Oh, yes,
Woo.
My God. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Minister
oh, yes.
Rosalind, you got
I
a fire. I hear that fire.
Car.
I hear that fire.
Oh, yes, the fire is on. But I had to walk out to my car looking for something, but I'm about to walk back in. But I just wanted to share that. Okay, God bless you
God
all.
Bless you
God
so
bless
much.
Your family.
All right,
okay.
Love you.
Bye-bye now. Love you, too.
Anyone else? We got a couple more minutes. Go ahead and dial one. We'll bring you into the conversation. But this has been informative. This is the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. Pick your own time zone and get involved. If you have a topic or something going on in your region of the country, please get in touch with us. You can email me at info@thenownetwork.com. You can message me on Facebook, or you can call us on the P2P hotline at 562-413-3710. Again, 562-413-3710. Or reach out to Minister Money Minister Rashad. That's Rashad. Just put Rashad, R-A-S. H-A-D, and then you'll see Semi come up, S-E-M-E-Y, then Minister Terry Herbert. That's Terry with an I, H-E-B-E-R-T. You can send us all individual messages and get your questions, get your concerns, get the stuff that you really want to hear here being broadcasted on the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. What we said, your time zone. Well, family, yes, you are loved, you are honored, you are appreciated. No one else dial one, so we're going to go ahead and exit this broadcast. But next week, get involved. Wednesday, 6, 8, and 9 for the Now Network News. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.